Hi, everybody. Today I'm speaking to you from the road, a trip to Mexico and Costa Rica. I'm here because Latin America represents an incredible opportunity for the United States, especially when it comes to my top priority as a president. Are you in creating good middle-class jobs? Millions of Americans earn a living right now because of the trade between our nations. Right now, over 40% of our exports go to the Americas. And those exports are growing faster than our trade with the rest of the world. That's why I visited Latin America this week.
Listen to the mariachi play at midnight. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Welcome. Today's guest is Eric McKinley. He successfully completed an honors Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of Toronto, majoring in history and minoring in political science and Italian studies. Eric also completed a Master of Arts degree with a specialization in culture and communication. In addition, Eric successfully completed a JD at the University of Ottawa. He is fluent in Spanish, Italian, and French. His extensive education and work experience is beyond impressive. Previously, Eric worked at the Public Service Relations Board, where he provided feedback to senior counsel regarding the editing of board decisions. Eric drafted a report on the different types of advocacy carried out by lawyers who appear before adjudicators at the board. He also researched particulars of how technology is used by public agencies in North America. Soon-to-be lawyer, Eric is passionate about elder law, which is only one of the many areas of law he has expertise in. Previously, Eric was a founder and chair of the Elder Law Society. His previous involvement with the Faculty of Law at the University of Ottawa is extensive. Lastly, Eric has an immense amount of knowledge about the Canadian and Guatemalan legal system. Today, we will be discussing issues happening in Latin America, along with the impact of Latin America on international relations and affairs in the world. Thank you, Eric, for joining us today. I'd like you to begin by briefly discussing the history of Latin America.
Well, Magdalena, I appreciate the invitation to discuss these topics. In terms of history, before the arrival of Europeans, Latin America was host to indigenous cultures, civilizations. Some of these are well known, and they include the Maya, the Aztecs, and the Inca. The Maya were located in southern Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Belize, and El Salvador. The Aztecs were located in Mexico, and the Inca were located in Peru, in Bolivia, and Ecuador. And those who have inherited their great culture live in these countries as we speak. In Mexico, for example, there were so many cultures that we can state that the state itself, it was a multi-civilization state. And these civilizations included the Zapotecs, the Olmecs, the Toltecs, and the Teotihuacans. Latin America, pre-Columbian peoples also had settled in the Caribbean. For example, upon the arrival of Columbus, the island of Hispaniola, or what is today Haiti and the Dominican Republic, included and was host to the Tahino people. Unfortunately, just like in many other cases throughout the Americas, the relationship between Europeans and local aboriginals was not good or positive for the aboriginals at contact. European diseases reduced aboriginal populations massively. There were also military conflicts, as in the confrontation of the Aztecs and Cortez. Put very bluntly, the aboriginals were conquered. The nations then went through a period of colonialism, and this included the exploitation of resources, slavery, and indentured labor. This was not a good time in Latin American history.
Eric, tell us more about Latin American culture.
So when we discuss the culture of Latin America, or of Latino America, we discuss the culture of those countries that inherited their languages from their European colonizers. Usually, these are limited to Portuguese and Spanish. It could be argued, however, that French-speaking countries in the Caribbean, like Haiti, and areas in America, like Quebec, are part of Latin America, because French is a Romance language or a descendant of Latin. Latin culture can be described to encompass the languages, the traditions, the religions, and other practices that take place in the region.
Discuss the languages spoken in Latin America.
Well, the languages that were spoken in Latin America, or are spoken presently, include, as I mentioned, Portuguese in Brazil and French in countries like Haiti. But most parts of Latin America speak Spanish, or Spanish spoken in most parts, in most of those countries. In Peru, in Panama, in Ecuador, Guatemala, and Bolivia, Aboriginal languages are spoken. Hundreds of Aboriginal tongues, in fact, are spoken in Latin America today. Quechua is spoken across the Andes. Guarani is spoken in Paraguay. In Guatemala, Chiapas, and the Yucatan, more than 30 different Mayan languages are spoken. And Nahuatl is spoken in Mexico. There has been a revival movement of some of these Aboriginal tongues, as many of these are in danger of disappearing. English is learned in Latin America as well, at high school, at university, and in private schools.
You were born and raised in Guatemala. Talk to us about that experience within the context of culture.
Within the context of culture. So I guess if I was to think of it in that way, I'd go through, you know, everyday life. I spoke Spanish. I attended a Catholic school. You know, two factors of our culture. On a regular basis, I would go to church with my family. I spent time with my parents, my extended family, my aunts, and spending time with family, you know, it's very important in Latin American culture. At the same time, I played sports like soccer. That's part of Guatemalan culture. I do have to state that growing up as a kid, I was also aware that Guatemala at that point was going through a civil war, and I was aware that, you know, Guatemala was not stable at that point.
What are some recent cultural events in Latin America that listeners may be interested in learning more about?
Some cultural events. I would even extend it to a change in thinking in regards to politics, a cultural change in the political atmosphere. In some parts of Latin America, that political culture is changing. For example, in Guatemala, large numbers of people demonstrated during the last 2 to 3 months against state corruption and against the practices of some of the members of the government. The vice president, Roxana Valdetti, and the president, or former president of Guatemala, Otto Perez Molina, they both resigned, and there were ongoing accusations of corruption and fraud. Guatemalans and other Latin Americans are showing that they want governments that are not corrupt. They want to participate in the growth of their countries. This is an age, indeed, of a changing political culture in Latin America.
In terms of the culture in Latin America, is there anything else you'd like to discuss? Perhaps the arts, literature, music, food. I'm sure our listeners would be interested in learning more about those aspects of Latin American culture.
Well, as I was discussing my personal experience, religion is a big part of Latin American lives. And most Latin Americans are Christians. And most of these are Catholics. And there's a growing population of Protestants. Therefore, Christmas, for example, is a very important time in Latin America. Holy Week is also an important time in Latin America. this is the last week of Lent and the week before Easter. Another important day is Mother's Day, and this takes place on the first Sunday of May. And as I mentioned, spending time with family at Christmas and really, you know, any time is important to Latin Americans. In terms of art, Latin American art is influenced by indigenous culture, as well as Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, and French styles. In terms of literature, pre-Columbian and indigenous peoples had their own writing and alphabet, as is the case of the Maya. Music, in terms of music, Latin America, of course, has a rich musical tradition. For example, Andean music is part of the tradition of Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru, and Venezuela. Latino Caribbean music is part of culture in Panama, Colombia, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico, as these nations have been influenced by African, European, and Aboriginal sounds. We've all heard and seen all types of Latin dancing, like salsa and merengue and bachata, tango and cumbia, and these are from different parts of Latin America, and of course they've been exported into the U.S., Canada, and really into popular culture internationally. In terms of food, some of the basic dishes in Latin America include corn, beans, squash, and meat.
Sounds delicious.
Well, they're good. Black beans are especially good.
Mm-hmm. Eric, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking to you. We'll continue this conversation in our next podcast, where we will discuss the relationship between Canada, U.S., and Latin America. Thanks again for joining us.
And thank you for hosting me.
Talk to me.